there he is, the great Moshe Hammer, the violinist celebrating his 75th birthday today. You're with the New Classical FM. It's Mark Wigmore with you and The Oasis. Moshe Hammer, born in Budapest, raised in Israel, and a Canadian citizen for the last 45 years. His studies took him across the globe as a young musician, training at Juilliard, the Rubin Academy in Tel Aviv, working alongside Yasha Heifetz in Los Angeles and Yehudi Menuhin in the UK. During his career, an award-winning soloist, as he toured the planet, the Americas, Europe, Israel, and Asia, Moshe served as concertmaster with the Calgary Philharmonic, concertmaster of the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra, and principal violin of the Canadian Chamber Ensemble. He was also a founding member of the Amadeus Ensemble. His passion for music education brought him to York University and then founding the nonprofit charity The Hammer Band, providing instruments and music instruction for thousands of children in this country. And Moshe has been an integral part of Marilyn Lightstone's Vision TV series, Your All-Time Classic Hit Parade. We welcome back to The Oasis on his 75th, Mr. Moshe Hammer. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you so much. And every time I hear it, it seems completely unreal.
You know, I think it was Itzhak Perlman who said, when you think about 85, 75 sounds pretty, you know, it's pretty young and spry, generally speaking.
That is true. It reminds me, my dad on his 70th birthday said, son, the first 70 years are the hardest, which I thought was quite cute.
What do you think about when you hear back all those details from your career?
Again, it's almost a duality of one way, sometimes I think, wow, that sounds like quite a guy. and on the other hand, I think, is it really me?
Sure.
It truly seems unreal in so many ways. In some ways, you know, we regret some things that we did. We wish we acted differently in certain circumstances. And then I say, wow. The other day, a colleague of mine told me that he was in one of my master classes 25 years ago. And I said something to him at that masterclass, which carried him through the last 25 years. And now he's a soloist traveling around the world and playing music. And he still remembers that one lesson. And I almost said, wow, that's quite something.
Yeah. Who is that guy who gave you all that great advice? But I mean, there's no greater tribute in many ways.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. When I look back at all the children and adults that I could play with, and I could somehow help them with the music, and other children like my grandchildren who I look at and my heart melts. It's wonderful. It is truly, truly wonderful, and it reminds me. I had this friend who passed away about 10 years ago. At the age of 90, and on his 80th birthday, you are mentioning old people, on his 80th birthday, he said, I'm not exactly sure what happened. I still feel like I'm 18.
Yeah.
And it's true. Maybe I don't feel like I'm 18. I feel like I'm 41. But I don't even know what it is to feel like as a 75-year-old.
You know,
no idea.
Music has coursed through your veins through your entire life. And, I mean, when you think about the base of that passion, where did that come from? What sparked this career?
Thank you for bringing this up, Mark, because strangely enough, in the last month or so, I find myself listening more often to Romanian gypsy music. Mm. And it's very exciting stuff.
It is. Full of fire, yes.
Full of fire. And The reason I'm listening to it more and more, I realize that my mom was born there. And I'm convinced that somewhere it is in my DNA. And I don't know why it came back now, but it's... Every day I turn on the radio or the whatever it is that we turn on YouTube, and I'm listening to very exciting Romanian music. And just about 2 days ago, I was listening to it, and it was in the middle of the afternoon. I turned the speakers on really loud, and I couldn't stop but move with the music. It was so exciting. And suddenly, I knew that my mother, or at least her energy, was in the room with me, dancing to that amazingly exciting music.
We need to have an open heart to return to certain sounds, I think. You know, sometimes we might think we're done with a certain part of our musical life or our artistic life, and sometimes it just comes back.
Yes, and if it is true that it is in my DNA, then that's where it is.
Yeah.
That's part of that DNA of mine, and it's all I can say. It is so exciting that sometimes I cannot even sit down. It's so exciting.
If you're just joining us, violinist Moshe Hammer is with us. He's celebrating his 75th birthday on this Monday, March 29th. I know how proud you are of your Hammer Band. We're dealing with something of a pause right now for so many organizations, but from the growth, from the inception to the idea to in recent years, it's been a really exciting journey for this idea that you had and that you created and watched blossom.
It is very exciting. And through this pandemic in the last year and a few months, our teachers and me, we learned how to impart our musical knowledge and musical love through the internet. And I've learned an absolutely amazing amount of information as to how to actually talk to children and give them a lesson online.
It's pretty intimate online.
It is so exciting because it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. We cannot just move the shoulder or move the elbow if you want to. But I have to show the student, you know, you have to move the wrist thus. And then I show them my wrist on camera. It is completely different and yet so exciting. I can, just the other day, I gave a masterclass in Edmonton. And that gives me the idea, maybe now we can teach students everywhere in Canada, not only in Toronto and the GTA.
I feel like that's, at this point, an obvious next step. I think that is something you should work on. It sounds like you have the energy.
it feels wonderful. Like, in about an hour and a half, I go online and I've got my next class online, which Monday, I call it my Monday class.
Yeah.
And I think from next fall, unless everything goes back to 100% 2019, I think we will continue teaching online for the Hammer Band.
I want to talk to you a little bit because you've seen a lot of ups and downs in your career, more ups, I would think. But, you know, there's a lot of artists who are thinking about the future right now. It's uncertain. And when an artist is dealing with turbulence during a career, what's your wisdom on that situation?
That is assuming that I have some wisdom.
I think you should.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate the compliment. The way that I look at life, and not only music, but to me, life is like music, in that everything is like a set or a series of waves, and wave always has two sides. We go up on the wave, and things are quite exciting, and no matter how high the wave is, it may be a very exciting wave, but on the other side of the wave, downside. And then it may be long, maybe short, but again, there's the other one coming along. So, to me, if I may invite people to look at a down wave only as a prelude to the next up wave.
I think that's a good place to leave it. Moshe Hammer, happy birthday to you.
Mark, thank you so much.
An outstanding career. And I know we're going to see you on stage again. We expect the Hammer Band will be back, certainly online this fall, maybe Canada-wide in the months to come. And if you'd like to learn more about the Hammer Band, by the way, the website right here, thehammerband.com. Again, thehammerband.com, an incredible education resource over the last few years. And Moshe, again, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mark, and have a wonderful afternoon.